give him all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love him too. The kiss my lover brings, he brings to me.
That was a song called And I Love Him by Esther Phillips, and it's an example of what is called an answer song. An answer song was a song made in response to a previous song. Oftentimes, it was a female artist responding to a song by a male artist. The concept became widespread in blues and R&B going back to the 1930s, and answer songs became extremely popular in country music in the 50s and 60s. And in that era, sometimes an answer song would actually become a hit single. This is a quote from music writer Jim Curtis. Answer songs rode on the coattails, as it were, of the popularity of the first song, and resembled parodies in that their success depended on a knowledge of the original. Answer songs were usually one-hit flukes by unknown singers whose lack of identity did not detract from the success of the record, since only the song, and not the performer, mattered. Sometimes an answer song would follow the structure and the melody of the original song very closely. Sometimes it would be more of a loose connection, maybe just a resemblance to the original. And if you want to really stretch it, you could even call a song like Sweet Home Alabama an answer song to Southern Man by Neil Young, although that's a stretch. Really, the concept of answer songs would be that they resemble, at least resemble, in structure and melody to a certain extent, the song that they have been recorded in response to. So on this episode, I'm going to play a bunch of originals and then the answer songs. And I thought it would be the most fun if they were played back to back. So I'm going to introduce both songs and then we'll hear the songs back to back together. So you can hear the answer song right after the song that it is responding to. So first off, we're going to hear a pair of songs called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It by Hank Williams, a top 10 hit on the country charts in 1949. And then we're going to hear the answer song by a guy named Hard Rock Gunter, who had a long and storied career in the early days of rock and roll and is even credited as being one of the first artists to use echo and overdubs. So Hard Rock Gunter had a response song or an answer song to My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, which he released in 1951, and it's called My Bucket's Been Fixed. So here we're going to hear My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, and then My Bucket's Been Fixed.
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain, I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop, because my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
I had a $2 bucket with a hole in the bottom. Nothing but blues in mine. I had all kind of miseries. I couldn't find joy. I found my trouble in time. Now my book has been fixed. I ain't got no worries, my book has been fixed. I done lost the blues, my book has been fixed. Yes, yes, ain't got no trouble since my book has been fixed. Used to sleep on the park bench every night. Had no place to lay my head. Till I found my trouble and I fixed it right. I'm sleeping in a feather bed, cause my book has been fixed. I ain't got no worry, my book has been fixed. I done lost the blues, my book has been fixed. Yes, yes, I ain't got no trouble since my book has been fixed.
Up next, we're going to hear 1951 hit single by Rosemary Clooney called Come On to My House. The song was co-written by Ross Bagdasarian, later the creator of Alvin and the Chipmunks, and his cousin, Pulitzer Prize-winning author William Saroyan. Then we're going to hear the answer song to Come On to My House by Robert Q. Lewis, a radio DJ and television personality. He was a game show host and an actor. His response song, released the same year, 1951, to Come On to My House, is called Where's Your House?
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your
Rosie, please tell me, where's your house, where's your house? You told me I should come. Where's your house, where's your house? I'm asking everyone. Where's your house, where's your house? I don't know where to look. Where's your house, where's your house? I don't find it in the telephone book. You told me that you'd give me apple pie and a roast beef rare. I'm like to let you give me, but how can I eat if I don't get there? Hey, where's your house? Where's your house? Please tell me, don't be mean. I'm a go and a wake a reen. If you not tell me, where's your house? You You say you give me candy. You say you give me Christmas tree. You say you give me Easter egg. Figs and the dates and the grapes and the cakes and the apple, a plum, a peach, a pear. Before I lose my hair, please tell me, where's your house? Where's your house? You told me I should come. Where's your house? Where's your house? I'm asking everyone. Where's your house? Where's the house? I'm don't know where to look. Where's your house? Where's the house? I don't find it in the telephone book. Someone, he give me address. I went there and a knock on the door. A man come out, he tells me, Rosie, she don't live here no more. Hey, where's your house? Where's the house? Please tell me, don't be mean. I'm a go and a wake Irene. If you don't tell me, where's your house?
Up next, we're going to hear a song by Skeets McDonald called Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. It was a number one hit in 1953, and that same year, an answer song was recorded by a female country artist, one of the first women to reach the top of the country music charts, because she had a number one hit in 1953 with the answer song, I Let the Stars Get in My Eyes.
Stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night and daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, so keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night and daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, so keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
My heart, you've been gone so long, I couldn't stay at home. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of. Too many miles, too many days, too many nights I was alone. His love was so grand when he held my hand. You know how the moonlight lures you on. I let the stars get in my eyes, I let the moon steal my heart. You've been gone so long, I couldn't stay at home. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of. What could I do but give to him my love so dear? Now he's the only one I'm thinking of.
Up next, we're going to hear a 1959 top 10 hit by Neil Sedaka called Oh Carol. And then we're going to hear the answer song from a girl he actually dated in high school. Carol King, that is. So we're going to hear Oh Carol by Neil Sedaka and then the answer song, Oh Neil by Carol King.
Oh, treat me cruel. You hurt me and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. But a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel, you hurt me and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Up next, we're going to hear a top 10 hit from 1960 by Jim Reeves called He'll Have to Go. And then we're going to hear the answer song by Gene Black called He'll Have to Stay.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go?
I am glad you finally called me on the phone. I've been waiting here tonight, but not alone. You broke broke the date that we had made just yesterday. Now there's someone else who's here, he'll have to stay. I have found another love I know is true, and he holds me much more tenderly than you. Loving you's not worth the price I had to pay. Someone else is in your place, he'll have to stay. Once I loved you with all my heart, but now I must say no. You broke my heart too many times, so now you'll have to go. I can hear the jukebox playing soft and low, and you're out again with someone else I know. My love was blind, I'm not your kind, that's all I'll say. So you can hang up, I'm in his arms, he'll have to stay.
All right, up next we're going to hear a top 10 hit from 1961 by Chris Kenner called I Like It Like That. Then we're going to hear the answer song by a girl group called the Bobettes called I Don't Like It Like That.
I like it like that. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's
at.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on.
And it ain't like that. Oh no.
Oh, Up next, we're going to hear a 1961 number one hit by Ernie K. Doe called Mother-in-Law. And then we're going to hear the answer song, also released in 1961 by a girl group from California called the Blossoms. It's called Son-in-Law.
Mother-in-law.
She worries me so.
Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law, if she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Mother-in-law,
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 mother-in-law, Satan shouldn't be her name. To me, they're about the same.
Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law, every time I open my mouth, steps in try to put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law.
Up next, we're going to hear Sam Cooke and his R&B classic, Bring It On Home to Me. And then we're going to hear the answer song by Carla Thomas, I'll Bring It On Home to You.
To me, bring
Up next, we're going to hear Smiley Lewis and his classic single, I Hear You Knockin'. And then we're going to hear the answer song by a New Orleans singer named Carol Fran. It's called I Quit My Knockin'. Okay, up next we're going to hear a single by Roger Miller, released in 1964, called Dang Me. And then we're going to hear the answer song by Ruby Wright, Kitty Wells' daughter. She signed with RCA when she was 13 years old. She released an answer song to Dang Me called Dern Ya.
Sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time.
Wondering where you went and what you did. I bet you done spent your whole paycheck. If I didn't love you, I'd break your neck. I said, darn you,
darn you,
darn you,
darn you.
They ought to take a chair and burn you,
burn you.
But then what would I do? Just sit around and weep for you. The cops come and got us for disturbing the peace. They took us to jail, and that was the very first time we'd been up together since 59. I said, darn you,
burn you,
darn you,
burn you.
They'll take a chair and burn you,
burn you.
But then what would I do? Just sit around and weep for you. Boom, 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 boom. One more. Boom, 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 boom.
Up next, we're going to hear the 1963 classic by the Angels called My Boyfriend's Back. And we're going to follow that up with the answer song by Bobby Comstock and the Counts.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Went away. You called to say that your love for him was through. So we went out. Now I find out what you said wasn't true.
Your boyfriend's back and you say that I'm in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, your boyfriend's
back.
And
if I see him coming, I should cut out on a double.
Hey, la, hey, la, your boyfriend's back.
'Cause you've been telling him lies, trying to put the blame on me.
Up next, we're going to hear the classic Runaround Sue by Dion, followed up by the answer song by Linda Lori.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey,
whoa. From a runaround sewer.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. I'm the girl that he once knew. I gave my love, but he put me down. Says I'm just a run around.
Hey, hey, oh.
On my face, he always leaves me for another's embrace.
tell me, baby, just what would you do? Stay at home and be a stay-at-home Sue.
Hey, hey,
whoa. Don't sit around and be a stay-at-home Sue.
Hey, hey,
whoa,
hey, hey, hey,
keep
whoa,
away
hey,
from that boy.
Hey,
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 don't
hey,
you know
hey,
he's mine? Mine.
Up next, we're going to hear the protest song written by P.F. Sloan, big hit in 1965 for Barry McGuire, called Eve of Destruction. And then we're going to hear the answer song by a pop trio called The Spokesman. They actually had a hit with it in 1965 as well. It's called Dawn of Correction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't.
Dedication to keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can't vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn. Buttons to push into mighty nations, but who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiation, so don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn. That marches won't bring integration, but look what it's done for the voter registration. Be thankful our country allows demonstrations instead of condemning. Make some recommendations. I don't understand the cause of your aggravation. You mean to tell me, boy, it's not a better situation? So over and over again,
up next, we're going to hear the 1972 single by Betty Wright called Clean Up Woman. And then we're going to hear the answer song by Jimmy Bo Horn. It's called...
¶¶
Okay, up next we're going to hear a 1974 number one single by Paul Anka called You're Having My Baby. And then we're going to hear the answer song, which was a top 20 hit for Sunday Sharp. It's called I'm Having Your Baby.
Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it. Your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it grow?
I'm a woman in love and a
All right, up next we're going to hear a 1976 novelty record written and performed by Jerry Samuels going under the name Napoleon 14 or Napoleon XIV. The song actually reached number 3 on the Billboard charts. It's called They're Coming to Take Me Away. And then we're going to hear the answer song credited to Josephine XV. Josephine was actually the name of Napoleon's wife. It's called I'm Happy They Took You Away.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away. Remember when I ran away and you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you'd go berserk? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just left you anyhow because I knew you were already out of your mind. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha! I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho! Hee hee! Ha ha! To the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time. And you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha! I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed. I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right! It's true, I laughed, you heard me laugh. I laughed and laughed and then I left. Because I know you're utterly mad. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And I'm happy they took you away. You burned my food, you wrecked my house, and this is how I paid you back for all your cruel, unloving, selfish deeds. Yeah, they've got you now, and you'll get just what you deserve for calling me a mad, you mangy man. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time, and you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha-ha!
Papa Don't Preach, 1986 hit single for Madonna. The answer song was released by the actor who plays Madonna's papa in the music video for Papa Don't Preach, Danny Aiello.
You did a video with Madonna, Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah, that came about in a very strange way. Sean Penn and I were quite friendly at the time. We've done things together, shows together, and so forth. And he asked me, he said, would you do? I said, I don't do that. I don't do videos, music videos. I'm a star, for God's sake. I don't do videos. So what I did was, I said, I would do it under one circumstance, that my daughter Stacy. But let me say this before I'm jumping ahead. I went home. I didn't know who the hell she was. I'm talking about
Madonna. You didn't know who Madonna was?
I had no idea who she was. I had no idea. Even Sean, you know, I knew he had a relationship with her. So I said to Stacy in passing, I said, they wanted me to do this musical video with this girl called Madonna. She went, oh, Dad, you have to. I said, I don't do it. I went back and I said, I'll do it if my daughter is permitted on the set, taking pictures with Madonna and autographs. So bingo. She said, all right, you have it. Now, the $480 that they paid me.
Oh, my God.
I said, I didn't want that money. I didn't. It was virtue I was losing as a result. I'm a movie actor doing this piece of crap. So what happened, I sent the money back, and I took my daughter on the set, and Stacy doesn't know the attitude of actors, like yourself. You know, if you're busy about to do something, you're not looking for anything. Yeah, right. You're focusing, of course. Stacy didn't know that. She's a sweet, beautiful, innocent kid, and she walked over to Madonna and asked for a picture. And Madonna sort of backed up and told her representative to tell her, I don't do that now. So my daughter has hated her.
And as it turns out, Danny Aiello didn't like the message behind Papa Don't Preach, apparently. Or he didn't like the way the father was portrayed in, I guess, the song or the video. Anyways, he recorded an answer song and released it as a video. So this was an answer video by Danny Aiello, his answer song to Papa Don't Preach, called Papa Wants the Best.
Trying to show you the right from the wrong. I'm only reaching out for the things that will help you along. Before your mama passed away, she made me promise every day that I would take care of her baby and help her to grow into a fine young just
same mistake. He never wanted you to know. Though I made some tough demands, I'll be proud to hold your baby in my hands. Papa just wants the best for you. He wants to be proud of the things you do.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with this weird record from the early 80s, produced by some guy named J.E. Michaels, credited to an artist or a group called Bullet, and the song is called I'm Billie Jean.
Hear that? The baby's here, playboy. Now what you gonna do? You are there. Don't deny.
People always told me, be careful what you do, that you go around.
I'll be back.